Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you, Bowman, for creating this safe and sacred container where we can explore the fourth dimension for a few minutes. All that God is, I am. Let's affirm that together and really breathe into it for a moment and feel it. All that God is, I am. All that God is, I am. So this for me is Get Back to Basics Sunday. As I've been navigating, as we've been navigating some challenging times, I've been aware in my own life of a need to be increasingly more attentive to my spiritual health and well-being, and how that has an impact on every other area of my life, physically, emotionally, psychologically. So I'm aware of the need to stay centered, grounded in truth, to keep it simple, and to have some simple tools in my spiritual toolbox for staying centered and grounded. And as I've been considering how best to move through these days with grace and ease, and preparing for this talk, Easter came to mind. Then, of course, I had to discern if I should be on the search for chocolate eggs, or if there was something more deeply metaphysical that was presenting itself. For purposes of this lesson today, I'll focus on practical metaphysics rather than the metaphysics of chocolate eggs. Well, that's another talk for another day. In the Catholic tradition that I grew up in, Easter celebrates the Paschal or Passover mystery of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And while it's celebrated each spring and as the greatest feast of the church year on the calendar, this Passover mystery is also celebrated every Sunday throughout the year in the Catholic Church, with the understanding that we are not just remembering the person of Jesus and his life, death, resurrection, and ascension, but also, and if not more importantly, that this process of life, death, resurrection, and ascension is always happening in our lives, individually and collectively, and also in all of creation. There is this cosmic movement, this cosmic pull, forward, upward, and outward, this process of death and letting go of the old that either never did or no longer serves, and that resurrecting new thought of Christ in you, the hope of glory, as we awaken, as we allow that God beyond all names to be in, through, and as us. So much for keeping it simple. But it really truly is. Our teaching and our practice are very simple. We remember to remember, and we allow all that God is, I am. A simple statement or affirmation of truth, one of our core principles. And like so many of the spiritual truths we speak of in Unity and New Thought, which we clothe in affirmation, they can sound catchy, clever, intriguing, inviting, but also very esoteric and somewhat unrealistic. Everything is spiritual. I am one with the one. I am love and expression. All three of which could be summed up in the affirmation, all that God is, I am. But when we say that, what does that really mean in practical terms? How can we take these metaphysical teachings or principles of oneness, of the allness of God, and make them accessible and usable? How do we live that truth in our lives? And what does it or could it look like? This practical Christianity, tools not rules, for connecting with that of God beyond all names, with spiritual principle. It's about affirming our divine nature and bringing it into manifestation in our lives and in the world. This is not new. It's Unity 101, and yet it's always new. To quote Reverend A.J. Niles, who will be speaking next Sunday, with each breath, I expand. Let's say that together. With each breath, I expand. Feel that. With each breath, I expand. With each breath, we can step into a deeper understanding of the nature of God and a fuller, more authentic expression of our divinity in our lives. With each breath, allness. With each breath, goodness. This is about awakening and expanding consciousness. It's about our soul's evolution, the emerging self with a capital S. It's about affirming the radical, wonderful truth of our being in the absolute while being about the work of becoming or embodying that truth here in this relative existence. With each breath, we expand. Myrtle Fillmore, Unity co-founder, and Charles Fillmore both had their own way of expressing this principle. Myrtle wrote that we are co-workers with the mind of being. We are necessary to the experience of God-mind, for we are in our highest as God-manifest. So in order to fulfill our destiny, we must express our divinity. And in the words of Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore, he was much more direct. Truth must demonstrate itself. He also said that the truth you know is the truth that you use, and all the rest is theory. Here's the catch. This allness of God expresses at the point of you and me, at the point of our faith, at the point of our openness, our willingness to expand beyond our comfort zones, to see more clearly, to love more authentically, to stand in, to walk in, to model truth in every area of our lives. This authentic self is the soul made visible. Such a simple truth, such a simple message of hope, God, source, divine mind, present and active in our lives, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So simple and yet so profoundly transformative if we choose to remember and allow. Let's breathe. With each breath, we connect with Source. We connect with our divine nature. With each breath, we expand. So let's breathe together. And take a moment to integrate some of these thoughts in song.
I am made of the light that hung the stars in the night. A perfect thought since time began. I am
Unity Minister Gary Simmons wrote in his book, The Eye of the Storm, when we arrive at the edge of our capacity to make sense of or define our experience, we are at the threshold of the kingdom of God, the realm of infinite possibility. This kingdom of God, metaphysically, Charles Fillmore described the kingdom of God as that pivotal point within us and around which spirit creates within the structure of consciousness. Charles went on to say that it's a fourth dimension, not the absolute, but a dimension that transcends most of the current limitations of our three-dimensional existence. The kingdom of God, as Jesus taught, is within us and has the same meaning as omnipresence, which means that at the very heart of omnipresence is within our being. Seeking this kingdom of God within, centering in omnipresence, has the potential to shift our whole mental viewpoint. And these uplifted inner shifts in consciousness can find ways to manifest in the outer, individually and collectively, then rippling out into the world. A friend of our community, Reverend Paul Hasselbeck, once said that unity is about radical self-responsibility. It's up to you to accept your God-given perfection for yourself. And how do we shift or raise our consciousness? By staying centered in truth, in omnipresence, and raising the quality of our thoughts. Unity is about radical self-responsibility. A short story to help with this teaching. There was a professor and her husband who were visiting a city in India, and while there, she noticed a Hindu man who was sitting by the river. Every time she looked, the man would be sitting there, just sitting. He didn't appear to be meditating or praying. He was just sitting there. One day, the professor's curiosity got the best of her, and ostensibly taking a walk, she spoke to the Hindu man. To her surprise, he spoke perfect English, and when asked why he seemed to spend so much time in this manner, he responded that he believed in reincarnation. According to his belief, he had lived many times before and will live many times again. And then he said, "This life, I'm sitting out." Are our choices for ourselves and for others, for our planet, grounded in love or fear? Are they in response to a call to expand our hearts, our visions? As we figure out this thing called life, can we err on the side of love and understanding and care for ourselves, for each other, for the planet? Can we choose higher? In that choice, the kingdom of God is revealed. Or not. All that God is, I am. The world doesn't need our catchy phrases. It needs us to embody and give expression to this principle. God is, I am. And the world needs it more than ever these days. A wonderful quote by Hafiz, a 14th century Persian poet: "Fear is the cheapest room in the house. I would like to see you living in better conditions." Better conditions equals the kingdom of God. So let's shift back to Easter for a moment. There is a quote attributed to Pope John Paul II from back in 1986. "We are an Easter people, and our song is Alleluia." I remember that it made a really nice banner back in the day, but I didn't truly understand the impact of that quote in my life, as I do today. Unity Minister Reverend Eric Butterworth wrote that, "Let's not complicate this Easter thing by thinking that Jesus showed us how to resurrect from the dead, because that's irrelevant. Fundamentally, Jesus demonstrated for us that if we have eyes of faith to see and ears to hear, that we can see allness in illness, sufficiency in insufficiency. We can feel potentialities, even in limitation, and we can find the key to overcoming and the key to a victorious and transcendent life. An Easter or resurrection consciousness is about a transformation of mind. And metaphysically, Alleluia is a joyful and thankful affirmation of that transformation of consciousness in and through the power of the indwelling Christ. And this consciousness is formed as we connect with that of God within. And if we allow it, it ripples out into the world as a source of healing, upliftment, and transformation. All that God is, I am. It's as simple and as profound as that. And as we allow that expression of allness, godness, in and through our lives, through self-care, in a kind word or action toward another, in both simple and big ways, taking time to breathe and to be present, to appreciate what is true, and to honor and care for that of God in ourselves, in each other, and in all of creation. As we do this, we rise from the dead and ascend to a higher state of Christ consciousness, or oneness. And it begins right here and right now. It begins with the breath. So let's breathe, friends. As we connect with Source, we connect with our divine nature. With each breath, we expand. Let the breath take us into this space, this inner space, as we integrate some of these thoughts in song. Fear is the cheapest room in the house. I would like to see you living in better conditions. We are an Easter people, and our song is Alleluia.
I am one with a love that's holding all of us. Its power in my hands. I am. I am.
There's a passage in the book of the prophet Isaiah in the Hebrew Scriptures, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Metaphysically, this scripture passage speaks of the awakening of Christ consciousness and the newness of life that is born as we lean into this thought of Christ in you. See, I make all things new. All that God is, I am. God is wholeness. I am wholeness. Let's affirm that together. God is wholeness. I am wholeness. How does wholeness, goodness, wellness live in and through you as you? Who are we no matter what craziness is going on? And how are we called to be channels for wholeness, goodness, and wellness in the world? If not us, who? And if not now, when? We don't get to sit this one out, friends. We are the change that we wish to see. Awakening is just the first step. Spiritual maturity is what's called for these days. Father Richard Rohr, a Catholic Franciscan priest, wrote that whenever the human and the divine coexist, we have the Christ. Whenever the material and the spiritual coincide, we have the Christ. Rohr writes that you and I are living here in this ever-expanding universe. You and I are part of this Christ mystery without any choice on our part. We just are, whether we like it or not. It's nothing we have to consciously believe, although that sure helps and seems to accelerate the enjoyment. Incarnation is first of all announcing an objective truth, the allness of God expressing at the point of me. And then, what if we consciously take this mystery as our worldview? The allness of God expressing at the point of me and you and us and them, until there is no us and them. There is only one. That creates a deep contentment and a sense of belonging and dignity in those who trust it. It gives us all significance and a sense of belonging as part of God's great work. No exceptions. This Christ consciousness is the demonstration of our first unity principle, one presence and one power present and active in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotent. And in this consciousness of the indwelling Christ, we are no longer alienated or separate from God, others, or the universe. Everything belongs and is whole, perfect, and complete from the beginning. In his book, Practical Christianity for You, author James Sweeney writes, the second coming of Christ is not a point in time, but a point in the individual's consciousness. It is a personal matter, not a group matter. Christ will come out of the depth of your own being when you recognize the presence of your own divinity. And Christ will come into your world through your expression of your divinity. From Eric Butterworth, we are called to awake from the sleep of a mortal consciousness to a consciousness of fulfillment. And we are called to do that now. Let's take a moment to breathe and to integrate some of these thoughts in song.
I am called by the voice that speaks of truth and joy, forever blessed where I stand.
And so what does all that God is, I am, look like in your life, in our community, in our world? That's your homework, friends. There is a passage in the Hebrew Scriptures, the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, that reads, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, to serve one another, and to walk humbly with God." Metaphysically, Micah means one who is like Jehovah, which is the Eternal One. And this book of the prophet Micah refers to an individual's awakening to the truth of one's real being, to the fact that in our real true self, we are spiritual, made in the image and likeness of God, endowed with all the possibilities that can be attained through the use of our spiritual powers. Life, love, wisdom, intelligence, faith, imagination, strength, power, and substance. All that is contained in the Christ, and that we meet and know God in the purposes and intentions of our hearts, and that we look to a higher wisdom for guidance. And this particular passage in Micah is a vision of an enlightened age, which is an age in which the principles of truth are given practical expression by both individual and society. A little bit more homework. Metaphysically, this is a call to all who will hear to be that of God in expression, that of God in the world. I've referred several times to one of Charles Fillmore's favorite scripture passages in Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." And so I want to begin to close with a prayer poem entitled "The Hope of Glory" by Unity Minister Rick Schumacher, which speaks in very simple and practical ways of how we can be the allness of God in expression. So let's breathe together and pray. And if this affirmation resonates with you, I invite you to make it your own. Christ is the light of my mind. Illumined are my thoughts. Christ is the love of my heart. Compassionate are my words. Christ is the strength of my hands. Helpful are my deeds. Christ is the power of my legs. Effortlessly I walk the path. Christ is the understanding of my eyes. Pure is my vision. Christ in me, my all. Christ in all I see. Christ in me, my all. This is where we start, in our own consciousness. And then we extend it out into the world. Christ is all I see. May you always remember that there is one presence and one power in your life, God the good, with all your heart and soul and mind. May you always remember God is creating you in God's image and likeness in each and every present moment. May you always remember that you are a magnificent point of power. May you always remember that all that God is expressing at the point of you. May you always have the clarity, enthusiasm, and determination to demonstrate these truths every day. Christ consciousness never says, "Yeah, but." It says, "I can and I will. We can and we will. Join in a consciousness of allness, wholeness, oneness, as we co-create this beloved community and ultimately a world that works for everyone. Blessed be, friends. I behold the Christ you are.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.